This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Two bills approved in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Garbage management from Kathmandu Valley to take place only at night time, and plastic eating superworms offer hope for recycling. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives has approved two bills. A meeting of the lower house of the Federal Parliament today approved the bill related to amending some acts against sexual violence 2022 and the bill on amending some acts related to criminal offence and procedures 2022. The lower house approved the two bills unanimously and sent them to the related committee for clause-wise discussions. The House of Representatives meeting approved the proposal presented by Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Govinda Prasad Sarma that it endorsed the bills and forward them to the committee for clause-wise discussions. The committee concerned will now hold clause-wise discussions on the two bills. Earlier, speaking during the 0 hours of today's meeting of the House of Representatives, the lawmakers say that the monsoon has started ahead of time and questioned the government's readiness for disaster management. An 18-point agreement has been signed among the agitating locals, people's representatives and Kathmandu Metropolitan City for the waste management of the Kathmandu Valley at Banchare Dada Kudule landfill site in Sisadol. As per the late night deal, the waste from the Kathmandu Valley would be managed in the landfill site only in the night time. Chairpersons of the ward number 1, 2 and 3 of Kakoni Rural Municipality of Nuakot and Ward No. 1 and 3 of Dhoni Bensi Municipality of Dharding District have signed the agreement on behalf of the affected site. Likewise, Mayor of Kathmandu Metropolitan City Balindra Saha, Deputy Mayor Sunita Dangol and Chief Administrative Officer have also signed the agreement. Home Minister Balkrishna Khad has directed the bodies concerned to make arrangement for the rescue and medical treatment of a person seriously injured in a jeep accident at Juni Chandi Rural Municipality 5 in Jajarkot District by using a helicopter. Home Minister Khad today instructed Home Secretary Teknarayan Pandey, Chief of Peace Security and Crime Control Division of the Ministry Fanindra Mani Pokhrel and Chief District Officer of Jajarkot Ram Bahadur Sahi to make arrangement of a rescue and treatment to the injured. Sahi said that a helicopter has been sent to rescue the injured, coordinating with Surkhet Office of the Nepali Army after direction of the Home Minister. According to Home Ministry, two persons died and five others were critically injured when a jeep heading towards Jajarkot from Surkhet met with an accident. Two dead bodies of men have been recovered on the bank of Marsangdi River in Abu Khairini Rural Municipality 4 along the Prithivi Highway, where a road highway has collapsed following heavy rain since last night. Sub-Inspector Gokarna Nepal of District Traffic Police Office Tanahu said the identity of the two is not confirmed yet. Likewise, a team of experts arrived from Pokhara and Chiton has started a search in the river as chances are high for more casualties on the site. Nepal further said that some parts of a motorcycle and car have been detected on the river bank. Vehicular movement along the road is disrupted thereafter the flood a river collapsed a part of the road following a heavy rain taking place since last night. Deputy Superintendent of Police of Tanahu, Yuvraj Khadka, said traffic resumption is not likely until a Bailey bridge is fixed as the land beneath the road has collapsed. Traffic has resumed on the Narangarh-Moglin Road section that was closed today morning following a landslide. The road was obstructed after a landslide occurred in Topi River at Ward No. 6 of Ichhakamana Rural Municipality in Chitwan District at around 8:45 a.m. According to District Police Office Chitwan, two-way traffic resumed on the road after clearing of the debris. The road has been obstructed repeatedly in various sections due to landslides since last Wednesday. Due to the long queue of vehicles, it would take a long time to cross the road section blocked by a landslide. landslide triggered by incessant rain obstructed the north-south road leading to Bhotkhola Rural Municipality in Songkhwa Sabha district today. North-south road office chief engineer Dipesh Rajak said the landslide occurred at Samatar of Makalu Rural Municipality 3 along the Khatbari Kimathanka road section at around 7 a.m. It has been raining incessantly for 2 days in that district. The landslide debris could not be removed until the rain stops, said Rajak, adding that it would take additional 4 to 5 days to clear off the debris once the rain stops. Transportation services have been shut down in Bhotkhola Rural Municipality and some wards of Makalu Rural Municipality due to obstruction of the road. The Nepal Oil Corporation, NOC, has increased the price of petroleum products. The increment was reportedly made after the NOC failed to pay the regular installment to Indian Oil Corporation from where it purchases fuel. The meeting of the NOC Board of Directors has increased the price of petrol by Rs. 8 per liter and diesel kerosene by Rs. 12 per liter with effect from midnight yesterday. With the latest price hike, the retail price of petrol has gone up to Rs. 178 per litre and diesel kerosene to Rs. 165 per litre. The price of cooking LP gas and aviation fuel remains unchanged. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain generally to mostly cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, partly to generally cloudy in hilly regions of the rest of the province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. The division said light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province and at a few places of Madhya Province and hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Researchers say a species of insect larva with a taste for plastic could help revolutionize recycling. Australian scientists have found the Zophobus morio, commonly known as a superworm, can survive on a diet of polystyrene. They believe the beetle larva digests the plastic through a gut enzyme. That could be significant for advancements in recycling, says one of the study's authors. The University of Queensland team fed 3 groups of superworms different diets over 3 weeks. The batch that ate polystyrene even put on weight. Former U.S. President Donald Trump orchestrated last year's Capitol riot in an attempted coup. A congressional inquiry has been heard as a prime-time hearing opened into the raid. The Republican vice chair of the committee said Trump had led the flame of this attack. Benny Thompson, a Democrat, said the riot endangered American democracy. Trump supporters stormed Congress on 6 January 2021 as lawmakers made to certify Joe Biden's election victory. After almost a year of investigation, the Democratic-led U.S. House of Representatives Select Committee opened on Thursday evening by showing clips from interviews it conducted with the members of Trump's inner circle. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Two bills approved in the meeting of the House of Representatives. Garbage management from Kathmandu Valley to take place only at night time and plastic-eating superworms offer hope for recycling. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.